I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for July 10th, 2026. Million Church in Richmond was lifted off of its foundation during a flash flood June 27th. Lily Burris talked with one of the church members.
Molly Zanke has been going to Million Church just off Tate's Creek Road for about a year.
We kind of tell everybody we're the little country church on the creek.
The congregation has around 30 members, many older, and Zanke and her family have lots of memories at the church. They learned about the flood damage to the building through a group text from the pastor. The news was devastating, Zanke said. Her family had been at the church the night before for a revival. It is unclear how they would rebuild, but prior to the flood, members had been discussing additional space to accommodate a children's and young adult ministry.
We actually were trying to figure out where we would fit a youth group into our little tight space. Maybe God saw this. This was part of God's plan.
For now, the building debris has been picked up by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, and the congregation is meeting in a borrowed space. I'm Lily Burris in Richmond.
Members of the state's Public Service Commission had a lot of questions for Kentucky power officials at a hearing Wednesday. The company is asking the commission for approval to build a replacement cooling tower at its Mitchell Power Plant in West Virginia. It co-owns the plant with Wheeling Power. The companies estimate the project will cost $191 million. Amy Elliott, Vice President of Regulatory and External Affairs for Kentucky Power, defended the project and the 55-year-old Mitchell plant.
We still feel that it is a good plan. It's a good resource for our customers. You know, it's not abnormal for the aging coal plants to need updates and continued investment.
One of the plant's two concrete cooling towers is failing structurally. Kentucky Power has received a $51 million U.S. Department of Energy grant to help pay for the replacement. Kentucky will share in a $45 million national settlement against Cash App. As Lisa Autry reports, the financial platform was sued for unfair and deceptive business practices.
Cash App allows users to transfer money to other users. An investigation found that Cash App marketed its platform as a safe, bank-like alternative. That was done despite fraud on the app rising sharply and its consumer protections failing to keep pace with those in the broader banking industry. Cash App failed to investigate unauthorized transactions and failed to issue refunds as required by law. Under the settlement, Cash App must maintain 24-hour customer support and cease misleading safety claims. Kentucky will receive more than $556,000 through the settlement with 46 states. Cash App and its parent company, Block, have also pledged millions of dollars in direct payments to affected customers. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
A new website created by the Kentucky Film Office advertises the state's tax credits for productions as, quote, one of the most attractive film incentive programs in the country. Launched earlier this month, FilmKentucky.org is an informational resource for companies considering mounting productions in the Commonwealth. Meg Pfister heads the office, which was created by the state legislature last year. She says the first step to getting the Bluegrass State featured on more big and small screens is showing company what Kentucky is.
I think we get kind of generalized as just the South, and I think people who aren't from here, who have never been here, don't even know where to put us on a map and don't understand that we have such a unique cultural offering.
The new site houses information about the Kentucky Entertainment Incentive Program, a database of filming locations in the state, and a directory of in-state crew workers and vendors. To date, in 2026, more than two-thirds of the state's allotted $75 million in annual incentives have been awarded. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.